بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. On behalf of Understand Quran Academy Hyderabad, I would like to welcome you to 29th session, in which inshallah we will learn some more prayers. The end of this is the last part of the supplications and the end of daily recitations. We start with Hadith Abu Lubaba Bashir bin Abd al-Munzir radiyallahu anhu reported. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "He who does not recite the Quran in a pleasant tone is not of us." He who does not recite Quran in a pleasant tone is not of us. Means that he is not following the way of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam with regard to the recitation of the Quran. So the hadith tells us to recite it with a sweet and touching voice, because this enhances the effect. And also one should try to learn tajweed, because without pronouncing correctly, sweet voice will not be good enough. Okay, just voices with bad pronunciation, you know, is not fitting. We come to spoken Arabic. In the last class we learned la bas, ma fi mushkil. La bas, no problem. Ma fi mushkil, no problem. Today we will learn khalas. Khalas means over. Intaha is over. Khalas and untaha mean the same thing, finish and over. Indi ijtima'. Indi, I have ijtima'. Meeting. Indi ijtima', I have meeting. Indak flus, do you have money? Okay. So indi ijtima', I have a meeting. Now we come to grammar. In grammar, in the last class we learned passive voice. Okay. Before that we learned feminine gender, and in the last class we learned passive voice. चलिए अब हम आते हैं पिछली क्लास की रिवीजन की तरफ. पिछली क्लास में हमने passive voice किया था, मजहूल. फ़ाइला किया गया, नुसीरा मदद की, उसकी मदद की गई, फुतिहा वो खोला गया. ओह इंग्लिश, ओके. Nusira, that is, he is helped, or Futiha, he is opened, and so on. So let's repeat. Fu'ila, fu'ilu. Fu'ilta, fu'iltum. Fu'iltu, fu'ilna. Yuf'alu, yuf'aluna. Tuf'alu, tuf'aluna. Uf'alu, nuf'alu. Fu'ila, fu'ilu. Fu'ilta, fu'iltum. Fu'iltu, fu'ilna. يفعلوا يفعلونا تفعلوا تفعلونا أفعلوا نفعلوا فعل فعلوا فعلت فعلتم فعلت فعلنا يفعلوا يفعلونا تفعلوا تفعلونا أفعلوا نفعلوا. Okay. So and if you know فعلا, you can make here فعلت وهي تفعلوا. Okay. And if you know actually فعلا and يفعلوا, you can make all of this. If you know فعلا, the same thing applies for all of them. فعلوا فعلت فعلتم. And also we said that in past tense in ماضي, you have U and E. Passive voice always starts with U. Remember this rule. Whether it is present ماضي or مضارع, past tense or present or imperfect tense, it always starts with U. And in ماضي you have E, and in مضارع you don't have E. It is all يفعلوا ينصروا and so on. Can you translate with نصرا؟ نصرا, he is helped. نصروا, they are helped. نصرت, you are helped. نصرتم, نصرت, I am helped. نصرنا, we are helped. ينصروا, he is helped. Okay, he is being helped. Sorry, he is being helped. ينصرون, they are being helped. Tunsaru, you are being helped. Tunsaruna, you all are being helped. Unsaru, I am being helped. Nunsaru, we all are being helped. And you know that this is Nasir and Mansur. Mansur comes for the case when somebody, you know, is helped, or when passive voice is there. If there is no passive voice, there is no maf'ul. Alright? If there is Nusira, then there is Mansur. Alright. Now we come to the revision of... we learned the new part today. Today, okay, that's wonderful. As we have been telling that we have covered these nine forms of fa'ala, starting with fa'ala with four cases, fataha, nasara, daraba and sami'a, then special cases, repeated letters, dalla, and three cases of weak letters, wajada, qala, da'a, and lastly with hamza. Nine. This matrix of nine is over. Now we come to the next side, which is fa'ala with mazid fihi abwab. What is mazid fihi? Mazid means extra. Fihi in it. Mazid fihi, extra in it. So we'll retain this terminology so that it is easy to refer. You know, I wanted to give an example from English. In English, there are some, it's difficult actually, there is perhaps no equivalent, but just to have some equivalence, some idea of what is mazid fi. We have search and research, okay? We add re to repeat something. Search and research. Revisit. You can add re to verb and it gives a sense of doing it again. Similarly, you add be, like come, become, siege, become, behold, beseech, but behold, hold and behold. But when it is come and become, there is difference. But maybe there is some link etymologically. But my point is, you can make new verbs from old verbs by adding something in English also. There's an extensive system, comprehensive system in Arabic to do that. For example, you have fa'ala. We have learned fa'ala. But you can add certain things to the verb itself and you can make extra verbs like, you know, you have search and research. Okay, so research is another word, verb. So you can make from this fa'ala, that's one form, you can make 9 extra forms, actually 14 extra, but 9 extra are common. 9 extra forms. Out of those 9 also, 9th one is not used that much, so we'll focus on 8 forms. So this sheet has all those 8. Fa'ala, basic one, plus the rest 8. So total is 9, and we have dropped one. So it is essentially made from three root letters and mazid fi, an extra letter is added in different forms. For example, the one we will learn today is fa'ala, where tashdeed or shadda is added to the second letter. It's like ayn is repeated. Okay, extra ayn, extra second letter word. You use the second letter itself and repeat it. Fa'ala. There are other cases like you add alif or te or seen or alif seteen or noon and so on. We will learn all those forms. But don't worry about that, it's very simple. We'll practice first one, fa'ala. Okay? Fa'ala, fa'alu. Fa'alta, fa'altum. Fa'altu, fa'alna. Yufa'ilu, yufa'iluna. Tufa'ilu, tufa'iluna. Ufa'ilu, nufa'ilu. Okay? So if you know fa'ala, it's the same style. You just keep, you know, keep carrying that extra sound or extra letter. Fa'alu, fa'alta, fa'altum, fa'altu, fa'alna. It's the same style. Here there is a little change. Yufa'ilu, instead of yafa'alu, yufa'ilu. It starts with you. Yufa'ilu, yufa'iluna, tufa'ilu, and it's not passive. By the way, passive has no e there. Just a clue, but you don't have to remember. Yufa'ilu, yufa'iluna, tufa'ilu, if you know yufa'ilu, you can make all these. It's the same style. Okay, so and this is fa'il fa'ilu. Repeat, fa'il fa'ilu. La tufa'il la tufa'ilu. And this is very special. Mufa'il mufa'al taf'il. So here there is a difference of kasra and fatha only, zair and zabar only. Mufa'il, the one who does. Mufa'al, the one who is affected. And taf'il, to the action. We will remember this structure with reference to an example. Okay, it is easier to remember. Not all structures have meanings. fa'ala and fa'ala fa'ala, some of them have meaning, some of them do not. So we will remember this with those words which have come frequently in the Quran. Those examples. So for fa'ala we have sabbaha. Sabbaha. Okay, sabbaha means glorified. Said subhanallah. Did tasbih. So this is our reference for this form. Sabbaha sabbahu. Sabbahta sabbahtum. Sabbahtu sabbahna. Yusabbihu yusabbihuna. Tusabbihu tusabbihuna. Usabbihu nusabbihu. Sabbih sabbihu. La tusabbih la tusabbihu. Musabbih musabbah tasbih. So sabbaha means he glorified. Sabbahu, they glorified. Sabbahta, you glorified. Sabbahtum, you all glorified. Sabbahtu, I glorified. Sabbahna, we glorified. Yusabbihu, he glorifies or will glorify. Yusabbihuna, they glorify. Tusabbihu, you glorify. Tusabbihuna, you all glorify. Usabbihu, I glorify. Nusabbihu, we all glorify. Sabbih, glorify. Sabbihu, you all glorify. La tusabbih, la tusabbihu, musabbih, the one who glorifies. Musabbah, the one which is glorified, who is glorified. And tasbih, to glorify. Okay? Sabbaha sabbahu. Sabbahta sabbahtum. Sabbahtu sabbahna. Yusabbihu yusabbihuna. Tusabbihu tusabbihuna. Usabbihu nusabbihu. Sabbih sabbihu. La tusabbih la tusabbihu. Musabbih musabbah tasbih. There is an interesting case or incidents in Quran. There are surahs which starts yusabbihu, yusabbihu lillahi ma yusabbihu, yusabbihu. So a couple of them starts with yusabbihu, and then after that, sorry, they start with sabbaha, sabbaha lillahi, sabbaha lillahi, sabbaha lillahi. A series starts with sabbaha, and then after that in sequence yusabbihu, they start with yusabbihu, yusabbihu, and the last one is sabbih, sabbih isma rabbika al-a'la alladhi khalaqa fasawwa. So that's very interesting. So you have sabbaha, yusabbihu, sabbih, and you have one surah with subhana also, subhana alladhi asra bi'abdihi, the middle in the 15th juz, suratul isra. Alright, we come to the revision of last class, in the third part. We have learned three prayers. First of all, while visiting the sick, we should say it seven times. For him, أَسْأَلُ اللَّهَ الْعَظِيمُ رَبَّ الْعَرْشِ الْعَظِيمُ أَنْ يَشْفِيكُ أَسْأَلُ أَيَّاسْ اللَّهَ اللَّهَ الْعَظِيمُ the Supreme, the Great. رَبَّ الْعَرْشِ الْعَظِيمُ Lord of the Great Throne. أَنْ that yashfika, he cures you. Okay, I ask Allah the Great, the Lord of the Great Throne, to cure you. Now we come to the next prayer. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Allahumma ajurni fi musibati wa khluf li khayran minha. Inna, indeed we, lillahi, or for Allah, or belong to Allah. Wa inna, and indeed we, ilayhi, towards him, to him, raji'un, returners, those who return, raji', raja', he returned, raji', those who return, the one who returns, and raji'un, raji'in is a plural, those who return. Indeed, we are for Allah, and indeed, we are to him, we are to return to him, or we are returners to him, or we will be returning to him. Allahumma jurni fi musibati, Allahumma, O Allah, Allahumma jurni, O Allah, reward me. Fi musibati, fi in musibati, my affliction. Allah reward me in my affliction. Wakhlufli khayram minha, wakhlufli, and substitute for me, or bring something after it for me. Bring for me after it. Khayram minha, khayran. Good or better, minha, from than it. Better, with better in English we have than. Okay, In Urdu it matches, usse better, but in English we have to say better than it. Khairam minha, better than it. And substitute for me, better than it. On visiting the graves, assalamu alaykum ya ahl al-qubur. And substitute for me, better than it, that means bring me something better than what I am presently. Okay. On visiting the graves, assalamu alaykum ya ahl al-qubur. أنت يغفر الله لنا ولكم أنتم سلفنا ونحن بالأثر السلام عليكم peace be on you all يا أهل القبور all the dwellers of graves يغفر الله لنا ولكم may Allah forgive you and لنا for us and for you لنا and ولكم أنتم سلفنا أنتم you all سلفنا our predecessors, our forerunners, وَنَحْنُ and we bil athari are to follow. Okay, all those who will come after. Peace be on you, O dwellers of the graves. May Allah forgive us and you. You are our forerunners and we are to follow you or after you. Okay, now we come to the new part. In the new part, we will cover some of the miscellaneous things like start of Friday prayers. Because we, alhamdulillah, attend Friday khutbah every Friday. So let us be familiar with some of these sayings. Like in the start, we say, and the Imam says, إِنَّ الْحَمْدَ لِلَّهِ نَسْتَعِينُهُ وَنَسْتَغْفِرُهُ وَنَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنْ شُرُورِ أَنفُسِنَا وَمِنْ سَيِّئَاتِ أَعْمَالِنَا مَنْ يَهْدِهِ اللَّهُ فَلَا مُضِلَّ لَهُ وَمَنْ يُضْلِلُهُ فَلَا هَادِيَ لَهُ These are beautiful wordings. إِنَّ الْحَمْدَ لِلَّهِ إِنَّ الْحَمْدَ Praise and thanksgiving. لِلَّهِ Due to Allah, for Allah. Indeed, all praise and thanksgiving are for Allah. Practice. إِنَّ الْحَمْدَ لِلَّهِ إِنَّ الْحَمْدُ Indeed, all praise and thanksgiving. Indeed.
For Allah, or due to Allah, Nastayinu, we ask for His help. Indeed, all present thanksgiving are due to Allah.
Nasta'inuhu wa nasta'afiruhu. Nasta'inu, we ask for help. Who? His. Or from Him. Or we ask for His help. Wa nasta'afiruhu, and we ask His forgiveness. Nasta'afiruhu, we ask forgiveness. Who? His forgiveness. We ask for His help, and we ask forgiveness of Him.
Nasta'inuhu wa nasta'afiruhu. We ask for His help. Wa and nasta'afiruhu. We ask for His forgiveness of Him. We ask for His help and we ask for forgiveness of Him.
Wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyi'ati a'malina. Wa na'udhu billah. And we seek refuge in Allah. A'udhu billah, na'udhu billah. A'udhu billah, na'udhu billah. Okay. Min shururi anfusina. Min from shururi evils anfusina ourselves. The plural of nafs is anfus. From or against sayyi'at, the evils, a'malina, of our actions. So in English we have to say against. Okay. And we seek refuge in Allah against the evils of ourselves and against the evils of our actions.
وَنَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنْ شُرُورِ أَنْفُسِنَا وَمِنْ سَيِّئَاتِ أَعْمَالِنَا وَنَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ And we seek refuge in Allah مِنْ شُرُورِ against the evil أَنْفُسِنَا of ourselves وَمِنْ against and against سَيِّئَاتِ the evils أَعْمَالِنَا of our actions And we seek refuge in Allah against the evils of ourselves and against the evils of our actions.
من يهده الله فلا مضل له. من whosoever يهدي guides he. Actually, in English, whom is not there. So من in Arabic, whom is not there. So من it catches the object first, and then refers to it again. من who يهدي guides he him. من يهده whom Allah guides. فَلَا مُضِلَّ لَهُ فَدَسْ or so or then لَا no one مُضِلّ the one who can lead astray مُضِلّ أَضَلَّ مُضِلّ the one who can lead him astray لَهُ or him. I mean, the one who leads astray, lahu for him. So whoever Allah guides, then no one can lead him astray.
من يهده الله فلا مضل له من هو يهدي الله guides
يهده الله الله guards guides him
فلا then no مضل lead him astray
مضل means one who can lead astray or one who leads astray yeah
لا him
لهو him
Whosoever Allah guides, then no one can lead him astray.
Right. وَمَنْ يُضْلِلْهُ فَلَا هَادِيَ لَهُ And man, whomsoever يُضْلِلْهُ He deflects or he misguides or leads him to astray. فَلَا هَادِيَ لَهُ Then no, فَلَا then no, هَادِي هَادِي means the one who the guide. هَدَى he guided. هَادِي means the one who guides. Then there is no guide, lahu for him. Or whoever Allah deflects, or he deflects, then no one can guide him or put him on the straight path. وَمَنْ يُضْلِلْهُ
فَلَا هَادِيَ لَهُ وَمَنْ whomsoever he deflects, فَلَا هَادِيَ لَهُ then no one can put him on the straight path. And whomsoever he deflects, then no one can put him. Then no one who can put him in the straight path.
Okay. And now we come to miscellaneous prayers. The first one is, which we keep saying, and we should keep saying, is Rabbi Zidni Ilma. This is from Surah Taha. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to, in the beginning, when Jibreel used to, alayhi salam, used to come with revelation, he used to try to memorize it fast. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, no, don't do that and read this prayer. So it is in the context of Quran taught to the Prophet. So we should really ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through this prayer again and again about ilm, knowledge. Rabbi zidni ilma. Rabbi, oh my Lord, zidni, zid increase, ni me, ilma in knowledge. My Lord, increase me in knowledge. Okay.
Rabbi zidni ilma. Rabbi, my Lord, zid, increase, ni, me, ilma, knowledge. My Lord, increase me in knowledge.
Okay. And the next beautiful prayer, which is always, almost always, you know, recited, is رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ This is from Surah Baqarah. رَبَّنَا, our Lord, آتِ, give. آتِ, give, na, as. فِي الدُّنْيَا, in this world, حَسَنَة, good. Our Lord, give us in this world that which is good.
رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً رَبَّنَا our Lord, آتِنَا give us فِي الدُّنْيَا in this world, حَسَنَةً that which is good. Our Lord, give us in this world that which is good.
وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ and in the hereafter, حَسَنَةً
good.
Wa and qi protect or save na as adab punishment and nar the fire and in the hereafter that which is good and protect us or save us from the punishment of the fire.
Fil aqira in the hereafter hasana that which is good. Work and protect na us. Okay, na and protect us. Azab, the punishment. And na, the fire. And in the hereafter, that which is good. And protect us from the punishment of the fire.
Okay. So it is a wonderful prayer where we are asking the good of this world and in the good of the hereafter. Now we have another part from Quran which is being said at the end of lectures or prayers and so on. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Subhana, glory be to. Well, let me read the full thing. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wasalamun ala al mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhana, glory be to. Rabbika, your Lord, Rabbil izzah, Lord of the honor. the might. Amma, above what yasifun, they ascribe, that is above all those defects or deficiencies that these people ascribe. Glory be to your Lord, the Lord of the Might, above what they ascribe.
Subhana, glory be to Rabbika, your Lord, Rabbi, the Lord, Allah, Izzati, of the Might, Amma, above what, Yusifuna, they ascribe. Glory be to your Lord, Lord of Might, above what they ascribe.
Wasalamun ala al-mursaleen, wasalamun and peace, ala upon al-mursaleen, the messengers, and peace be upon the messengers.
And salam, peace, Allah upon al-mursaleen, the messengers, and peace be upon the messengers.
Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Walhamdu, and all praise lillahi be to Allah rabbil alameen, the Lord of the worlds. That is too simple. And the next one also is stated at the end of supplications or prayers or lectures. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. وَآخِرُ, and the last, دَعْوَانَا, our cry, or our last concluding supplication, أَن, that, الْحَمْدُ, the praise. You see, أَن is that, when it is merged with الْحَمْدُ or whatever, أَل, and then it becomes أَنِل. Okay, أَنِل, أَنِ is also same as, is exactly same as أَن. And our last, and the last of our cry is that all praise and thanksgiving لله رب العالمين belong to Allah, the Lord of the Universe.
وآخر الدعوانا الحمد is that all praise and giving لله belong to Allah, رب العالمين, the Lord of the Universe.
With this we stop here, and please remember the 7 homeworks, and don't ever forget to carry the vocabulary sheet in your pocket or the booklet, vocabulary booklet. It will tremendously help you. I would say it will at least help you 20-25% to your learning process. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us tawfiq to understand and practice Al-Quran and make tadabbur, think on its verses whenever we get a chance. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka.